Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching, You've Already Got It, was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now here's Andrew.
If a person was to sit down with me, I could take the Word of God and Scripture and I could show you that prosperity is a part of our atonement. And I could argue a person to a place to where they still have to accept or reject it. I can't make them accept it, but I could get them to understand it. I could show them through Scripture, and I could argue them into a corner, paint them into a corner where they have to acknowledge, well, I understand what you're saying. When it comes to healing, I can show people that it's God's will that every single person be well. And they could throw up questions. They could throw up Job. They could ask me about what about this, God smiting Uzziah with leprosy. I can answer those things and I can show you how in the new covenant, it's God's will for every person to be well. And even though they might or might not accept it and live by it, I can still convince them and they could understand what I'm saying. But when it comes to these things that we're talking about, I cannot make a person see this. I have talked to people till I'm blue in the face and they just look at me and still don't get it. I don't know exactly what that is, but this is something that from my experience only comes by revelation. And so I'm encouraging you this morning to open up your heart and let the Holy Spirit give you a revelation of this, because you can't just figure this out with your little peanut brain. This is beyond our ability to comprehend the things of God with just your mind. You have to understand this with your heart. Your heart has much, much better ability of comprehending and understanding things than your head does. So here in Ephesians chapter 2, right after he had prayed that their eyes would be opened to all of these awesome things that they have, it says in chapter 2, verse 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." It's already been done. You have already been quickened. The word quickened means to make alive. You've already been made alive. And some of you might be thinking, well, I'm not made alive, because you're focused on the pain in your body. You're focused on the lack of finances. You're focused on the divorce that you're going through. You're focused on something in the physical, natural. In the natural, you haven't been made alive. You've got a physical body that is still susceptible to death and to sickness and to things like this. But this is talking about your spirit, man, has been quickened and made alive. And in the spirit, you are a brand new person. You are identical to Jesus. You have his mind, 1 Corinthians 2:16. You have everything that he has. Your spirit, man, is awesome. You have been quickened. You are made alive. Again, you have to have this by revelation, because most people go look in the mirror and think, this is alive. Your physical body is not what it's talking about. It's not talking about physical life. This is talking about a supernatural, Zoe, God kind of life. In the spirit, you have been quickened and made alive, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. There's a great message in that. I'm not going to preach it, but you know what? Most people don't understand this, that if a person's not born again, there is a demonic spirit at work in them. All of the demons aren't in Africa. In verse 3, it says, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." You had a sinful nature in you. You don't have that anymore. That's a radical statement for most people. In verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, for by grace are you saved." Here again, this word quickened means made alive. You have been made alive in Christ. In your spirit, you're alive. There isn't any death in you. There isn't any sickness. There isn't any sadness. There isn't any poverty. There isn't any fear. Your spirit, man, is perfect. Romans chapter 6 says it's identical to Jesus. "And likewise, reckon yourself to be dead in sin, but alive unto God." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 says that we should have this same mind in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. And many other places, we need to think the way that Jesus thinks, because in your spirit, you're identical to Jesus. You have His power, His life, His ability. You've been quickened. You, in the spirit, man, you are as alive as you can possibly get. And if you would walk in the spirit, then your physical body would become alive. Your finances would become alive. Your emotions would become alive. If you're depressed, defeated, and sick, you're walking in the flesh instead of in the spirit. That's tight, but it's right. In verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. This says you're saved by grace through faith. You aren't saved by grace alone. Now, up here in verse 5, the last part of that verse says, by grace you're saved. So it's not wrong to say that you're saved by grace, because you're emphasizing that that was the way that it came. But technically speaking, you aren't saved by grace alone. You're saved by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:8. If grace alone saved you, then every person would be saved. Because, keep your finger here, I'll come back. But over here in Titus chapter 2, that's the book right in front of Philemon, and then Hebrews. Titus chapter 2, and in verse 10 it says, for by grace, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. If grace alone saved you, then every person would be saved, because God's grace is consistent to every person and it has come to every person. Grace, by definition, means that it's unearned, unmerited, undeserved favor. And so if it's unearned, unmerited, undeserved, then that means that every person has had the same grace extended unto them. It doesn't matter if they're seeking God, if they're good people, if they're bad people. It doesn't matter if they're an adulterer, a liar, a thief, a murderer, or if you are a righteous person. If it's by grace, it has nothing to do with your goodness. The grace of God is the same for every person on the face of the earth. So if grace alone saved you, every person would be saved, because God's grace has come to every person. But not every person is saved. Why? Because it's not grace alone that saves you. You have to respond positively to God's grace. Faith is your response to God's grace. It's important that you get this in its balance, because see, again, I mentioned this earlier, but most people in the body of Christ will either emphasize one or the other. They'll talk about it's all the grace of God, and they'll tell you it's not based on your holiness, and they'll make some good points out of that, that you know what, you shouldn't be condemned over failures because it's the grace of God. God's not moving in your life based on your performance. God's never had anybody qualified working for Him yet. And so there's a lot of good things to learn, see, from talking about the grace of God, that it's not according to your performance. But if all you do is emphasize grace, it makes people think that it's all just totally up to the grace of God. It's just up to God. God's one that chooses who gets, who receives and who does all this. And that's not true. God's grace is consistent to everybody, but not everybody receives from God, because not everybody responds to the grace of God in faith. Now here's the other side. Some people will just emphasize faith and say, you've got to believe God. You've got to take a stand. You've got to rebuke. You've got to pray. You've got to study. And they talk about all of the things that you have to do. If you aren't careful, you will get to where it all of the burden comes on your shoulders. You've got to make God move. You're the one that's responsible for everything. And I tell you what, there are people that are just worn out, beat down by all of the things that they have to do. The abuse of faith teaching, if you don't teach faith properly, the abuse of that is legalism and condemnation. But the abuse of grace is passiveness and lasciviousness and thinking that things just operate, que sera, sera, whatever will be, that's wrong. There's an abuse on either side. You know, out where I live, we have dirt roads and they have these huge drainage ditches on both sides, and we get snow. And if you start slipping and sliding, the tendency is for people to avoid this ditch. They'll overcorrect and turn so hard they go all the way across the road and get in the other ditch. One ditch isn't better than the other ditch. If you're going to get home, you got to stay in the middle. And if you are going to see the power of God operate in your life, you've got to avoid the ditch on both sides. And there's some people who've seen the faith people and how that they've just made it such a work, and it's so legalistic and it's so condemning that they go the other direction into the grace of God, and they think that that's balance. You've got to have the proper balance between the two. You know, it's like this illustration about sodium and chloride. Sodium is a poison. Chloride is a poison. If you eat enough sodium, it'll kill you. You eat enough chloride, it'll kill you. They're poisons. And yet you mix them together and it becomes salt, and you'll die without it. Did you know grace will kill you if all you do is talk about it's just all up to God and I have nothing to do. I don't have to believe God. I don't have to stand on the word. I don't have to do anything. Right? That'll kill you. And the other side will kill you if you're all over here saying you've got to do it. It's all up to you. You've got to make God do something. That'll kill you. But you start putting faith in what God has already done, and it becomes a balance between grace and faith, and you can't live without it. And most of the body of Christ, I believe, is out of balance in this area. This is something that you've got to understand. So grace is God's part. Grace is what God does. And did you know that God died for you 2,000 years ago through Jesus? He came to this earth. He purchased forgiveness of sins. He purchased healing of your body. He purchased prosperity, deliverance from oppression, joy, peace, happiness. Any good thing was already done through Jesus 2,000 years ago. And since it was 2,000 years ago, before you and I existed, before we lived, and before we had ever done anything good or bad, it certainly had nothing to do with your performance.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on You've Already Got It. This 5-part series was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM255 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to direct you towards our website. It's really good. I love this website, and our staff has done a great job with it. It's awmi.net. And on there you can get over 400 of my teachings absolutely free as downloads. They're MP3 downloads. You can watch over, I forget how many, but over 2,000 of our television programs, about something like 5,000 or 6,000 worth of our radio programs. We've got testimonies on there. We've got videos. We've got just a lot of things. It's a great website. It's awmi.net. And I encourage you to check it out.